אנחנו נתחיל מקטע מספר 14, נמשיך מקטע מספר 14 מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'.
We'll continue from excerpt 14. This is from Rabash letter 43. It is known that the candles cannot burn until three conditions are met. One, the candle, which is the vessel in which the oil is placed. Two, the oil. Three, the wick. And when those three are brought together, we can enjoy their light. We should interpret the three above discernments in the work and ethics. The kli, the vessel where the oil and the wick are placed, is the body, called a candle. In the labor in Torah and Mitzvot, one feels contrast in his providence concerning things that are not revealed to him, namely that the guidance of the world is in benevolence. According to man's view, the Creator should have guided the world differently, meaning that his goodness would be revealed to all. Thus, it contradicts man's reason. This is called a ptila, wick, from the word ptaltul, winding, and from the word psula, flawed, since it is flawed to think such thoughts. The clarity and awakening that bring one to crave Torah and Mitzvot and to feel the sweetness and pleasantness in Torah and work are called oil. If one of them is missing, it is impossible to enjoy their light. Likewise, when the body consists of labor and clarity, one is rewarded with attaining the light of the Creator, which emerges specifically through the two of them. And just as there is nothing to illuminate once the oil and wick have burned out, and it becomes dark once the labor and clarity are over, he has no light and it becomes dark for him once more. If he wishes to obtain more light, he must try to find more labor called wick and more clarity called oil, since the light has nothing through which to seep and hold. The reason for this is that there's a rule. The reward is according to the effort. The clarity, called oil, comes mainly through faith, which is one's prevailing over the evil inclination that brings one to exertions and contradictions to the external intellect. This is called tests in the work of the Creator. After prevailing over it, one is rewarded with receiving the light of the Creator that illuminates the man's soul, and then there is no more room for contradictions. This is called the light of Hanukkah. That is, he is rewarded with open providence, that is guidance.
Number 15 from Rabash. Rabash, the meaning of sins becomes merit. This is similar to a flame that is tied to the wick. The foreign thought is considered the wick, which wants to install a flaw in the work. This is the foreign thought, makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in his work. And where he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct, except he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now he can observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. although he suffers from the foreign thought that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now at such a time he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. This is called the joy of mitzvah.